You are tuning in to the Cigar Guys Podcast, where aficionados and newcomers alike gather to explore the vast cigar universe. Meet your hosts, Alexander Gonzalez, Mark Nikolai, his big little brother Zachary Nikolai, and Jared Burrows. So, sit back, light up, and let's get the conversation started.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Cigar Guys Podcast. It's chaos in this room. Too many people. We have, of course, Mark Nikolai, who contributes to half the chaos all the time. We have Zachary Nikolai.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Nothing, dude. He's just taking a while.
Do I need to do it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Zachary Nikolai, who has been on my good side recently. Thank you for everything you do, Zach. And our special guest, Mike Palmer from Cigar Hustler.
Hey.
Paustani, BDP. We're going to get more into exactly who this guy is. You may recognize him from somewhere else on the internet, but thank you for being here. Thank you for coming.
Oh, please. I'm glad I could finally work it out.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot to go over. First of all, for those of you who don't know, Cigar Hustler is a cigar shop and lounge that's been around for a very long time, over 10 years, I'm pretty sure.
The brand Paustani has been around 10, but the shop, I think it's like 15, 16 years.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're in Deltona, Florida. That's one of the places that we hit up. Official Basis Cigar retailer as well. Definitely a cool spot to check out. But we're going to talk about how you specifically got involved with Cigar Hustler. So what's your story with that?
Well, it goes back, it's like long, long time ago. I used to live here in Lake Mary, actually the other side of the road over there. And I was, the other place like you guys go to because it was so close. But we moved across the bridge.
Right, basically.
Because my wife changed counties. She works for the school system. So I started going in there, and I was working from home at the time, so I was in there one day, and then I'd go 2 days, and then 3 days. And before you know it, I'm there 4 or 5 days a week, and my day, because I deal with China, starts a lot earlier than 10 o'clock. So then they go, well, we'll just give you a key. You come in, you know, sit at the table, do what you ever need to do, and then we'll show up at 10 o'clock and open the shop up. So then that happened for a while, and then they went to Nicaragua, and they were short-staffed at the time, because Greg and Mike had to work shifts way back then. Hmm. So they were like, well, we don't know what to do. So I just raised my hand and go, I already have a key. Show me how to run the register. You know, then the morning shift's taken care of. So and then it just took off from there.
Hmm. And that was how long ago?
Oh, geez. That's got to be 9 years ago. They had just started the brand.
Paustani. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, very the nice. Brand was already established.
So were you like a cigar smoker before that?
I've been smoking cigars since I was 18 years old, on and off. Yeah. When I married I've been married 3 times, but I married my current wife. She bought me my first humidor and my first, I guess, pack of cigars, you would say.
Yeah.
And then I just started getting into it more and more.
Would you say that you were generally speaking, are you more of a medium, full body, mild guy?
I'm all over the place, really.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because, you know, reps come in, like you guys, you bring stuff in, you want to try it, you want to try something new. So,
yeah.
I'm all over the place.
I guess when you're working in the industry, you definitely have to be able to tolerate.
Right, you have to all do everything. Ones, yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Very nice. So, started working there. Did you get involved with the brand right away?
It was just helping out in the beginning. Yeah. It wasn't even like a regular shift.
Okay.
And then as it got, I got closer to the brothers, and then I started putting them shift. And then there was a short time where just me and Chet Atwell were the only two guys that worked there. A bunch of people quit or got fired or something. And then it was just chaos for about 2 months, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, I opened, check, closed. I opened, check, closed. I mean, that's all there was. And then Mike and Greg filled in the middle sometimes. And we're older guys. Chet's about my age. We're like, look, you guys got to hire somebody. We can't do this on our feet.
Yeah.
You know, 8 to 9 hours a day, every single day.
Do you still have your other job also?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I do is I source stuff in China for U.S. and Canadian companies. So, like, if you wanted this ashtray made, I'd find you a factory. Mm. And then depending on the size of your business, I either have it delivered to the dock out behind the factory, or I can have it delivered all the way to your house if you want it that way. Then I have my own QC people I put in the factory. So when you order that's what you get.
Gotcha. It's a cool gig.
Yeah, it was a lot busier years ago. The internet sort of put a, you know, a mash on the business, and COVID just about killed me. So, Timu. Timu, Sheen,
Alibaba.
Yeah, that was a big one. Still is.
Yeah, still is.
So the cigars was kind of a passion thing.
Yeah.
At first. I mean, it still is, obviously.
I started an online club on Facebook called the Florida Cigar Club. Mm. And I started that because, like I said, my wife was a school teacher, and she would, and since I worked from home, she'd come home in the afternoon, and I haven't talked to a person all day long. Emails all day long, emails and things. So she'd come home, I just want to talk. And she comes home, she doesn't want to talk.
Yeah.
She's already talked for 9 hours. She doesn't want to talk to anybody else. She goes, look, you got to find a hobby. You got to find something to do.
You're like, okay.
I'm like, oh, well, I like cigars. So I spun off my group off a bigger group so I could meet people. Because most of those online groups are, you know, they're huge.
Yeah.
But you never meet anybody because you become friends with some guy who lives in Connecticut or some guy who lives in California. So my group is only Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it started. And that's actually my first trip into Hustler. We went in there because they were going to give us a bunch of stickers for somebody in the club or something.
Oh, okay.
So we went in there to get Cigar Hustler stickers. How I met Mikey the very first time.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then real quick before we keep talking. What are we smoking right now?
We are smoking the BDP cigar. It came out about 2 years ago. Cordoba Morales makes it for me. I blended it with Z, the owner of the company. And then it's distributed by Postaña. It's carried in maybe 20 or 30 different shops across the country.
Nice.
Very nice. So BDP, obviously, Big Damn what does it stand for?
Big Dick Palmer.
Oh, actually.
Big Dick Palmer.
Oh, very close. That was close.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's a nickname Skip Martin gave me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
I was over at CI in Tampa with Mike Rosales and Mike Stepankevich from shop. And we were all sitting outside because Rosales had a meeting there or something. And then this guy drives up and he almost parked, like not in the parking lot, but like on the other side of the hedge. He comes running over and shook my hand. He was in my Florida Cigar Club and had never met me, but it was a big deal to the man, apparently. So he's shaking my hand, telling me what he's smoking, where he's going, what he's doing this weekend. I introduce him to Rosales and Mike. This is Mike Rosales from Roma Craft Tobacco. It's Mike Stepankevich from Postaña Cigars. And the guy goes, yeah, hi, okay. And then turns and starts talking to me again. So after about 5-10 minutes, the guy goes back, jumps the hedge, gets in his car and drives away. And Rosales looks at Mike and goes, Palmer just big dicked us. So Skip heard the story and then he goes, well, now he's Big Dick Palmer then all the time. So
that's funny.
That's awesome. Where it came from. Yeah. Now there are there's dicks hidden in the band. There's about nine of them.
You're lying.
Nope, there's nine of them. I had it designed specially that way.
You really just put nine dicks in our mouth.
That is the slight problem with the name. Some guys are a little like, oh, no, I'm putting your dick in my mouth. Like, well, it's not really my dick. And
is there one like in the front on the crown, like right at the top?
That's what I was thinking.
I should have brought on my glasses. But yeah, there's one right straight up in the middle in the front.
Okay, that makes sense. Wow.
Okay. If you look at the band itself, it's two of them. It cuts in the middle. If you look at the end, the on the drawing, there's a little notch at the end, like the little pee hole at the end of the band.
I legit had no idea. I'm like, because I've had this before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this is a nice, classy cigar. Like, the band looks great. I like the color.
In the middle here, there's two of them here back to back, too.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Right. Now that you see them, you're like, oh, yeah, there they are.
Now is the last time I'm smoking it. No.
Which is the only problem with the cigar. Some guys are hung up on the name.
What about the blend?
It's a Habano wrapper. Other than that, it's all undisclosed.
Mm.
It's tobacco from the island of Nauru in the Micronesian Islands.
Okay.
That's the story.
Out by Australia?
Yes.
Wow. Very nice.
Very small island. They only grow tobacco. That's all they have room for. The giant tobacco field.
Very good. I'd say it's medium.
Medium.
Medium-ish.
Yeah. It's medium, yeah. It's not full. It's not light. It's medium.
Very good flavor. And then you guys, Cigar Hustler.
Yes.
Have a podcast as well, and that's you and
the other Mike Stepankevich, and Phil, our engineer.
Right,
we have our engineer. You're right.
Yeah. When did the podcast start? I know it's been a few years,
6 or 7 years now.
Oh wow.
Mikey came to me one day and he goes, "You know, we should do a podcast." I'm like, "Do you know how?" He goes, "No, you figure it out." I'm like, "Great." So it's been around 6 years now.
That's we need microphones and we need cameras.
Yeah, that's what we did with Alex.
Right. We started out with one of those snowball round things.
Oh yeah,
and a little table in
like
the back.
Like the 360.
Yeah,
oh, the snowball microphone or the
snowball microphone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
a,
yeah,
like a conference mic.
Yeah,
yeah, it's terrible. It was terrible. We're all huddling around it. You know, if we have a guest on the show, it was terrible.
That's basically what Jared did. He's like, "You guys should start a podcast." And he's like, "I don't even want to be on it." And then he quickly changed his mind about that.
Ah.
And then I got put in charge of creating the podcast and making it
well,
what it is.
Well, in all fairness, you had a podcast already.
That is true.
Oh, did you?
I did have some practice. It was the Gonzo Tonight Show. So it was more current events and politics related.
Gotcha.
Zach was on a few times.
Majority of the times. I was like the designated guest.
I might as well have one. You got to have somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those days where nobody shows up.
So I had my practice and then I had like, you know, the ideas and stuff, but I couldn't quite figure out how to do certain stuff, like when it comes to like the cameras or whatever.
Right.
So now that we started this one, I'm like, okay, we got to get serious about it. So we did a lot of trial and error, you know, and now it's.
Yeah, you're always upgrading equipment.
Always.
Always upgrading, yeah.
So at first it was
we bought the best one we have. Well, that was last month. Now there's something better.
So at first it was like one camera with all four of us.
Yeah.
And then quickly we were like, we got to get two cameras.
And we had the SLR camera, so it only go for 30 minutes at a time.
That's what we were using, too.
With a one-hour show, you're making your own commercials and throwing it in the middle.
Yeah. Right. So we get up, change it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, now we're using iPhones, like you said, so that has
the
best
option
for us.
That's great.
They'll never die. They're always charging.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Very portable, too.
Yeah, that's a problem with our gear. It's not very portable.
So have you ever done a podcast outside the studio, or are you just doing?
They did one. They went down to Smoke on the Water, but I couldn't go. So when the guy that runs everything can't go, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
It sounded like shit, and the video didn't work, which I was happy about. So
I'm still waiting for the day where, for some reason, I can't make it, and these guys still want to do a podcast. I want to see how that turns out.
I think we thought about doing that once when you were in.
We did.
When you were in Iceland, I think. We're like, let's just go to his house and just start filming.
Yeah, we just break into his house to do this.
Unfortunately,
well, just like you had a key for Cigar Hustlers,
I got a key
here
for the house. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I say so I could watch his house, but you know, it's to steal his coffee. To be honest with you,
let the dog out. Yeah. Let the dog out.
Thank God, it's only the coffee.
They did one show when I had COVID, and they couldn't edit it. They just recorded it, and then I had to go pick it up.
So they didn't even upload it or anything. They just
They don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah.
No. They just play and record. I mean, just record. Record.
Isn't
and stop.
Why you have an engineer?
Right. Yeah. But I'm the oldest guy on the show, and I'm the tech guy.
But I remember too, Jared and I were on you guys' podcast,
right?
And we went somewhere else, and we were doing some work, and he's like, "Oh, they uploaded it." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." So you guys are like really quick. Like you upload it like same day or
it's usually
next day.
If we do it Monday, it goes out Tuesday.
Okay.
The way it normally works, but like I did a show before this one, I've already got it uploaded ready for tomorrow morning.
Yeah we do like Wednesday and then either this Saturday or next Saturday.
Gotcha.
So because you're gonna be episode 70,
uh-huh,
we have 69 coming up. It's a special episode.
Yeah,
so you know, we gotta put that one out.
<I understand>.
This would have actually been a great cigar for that.
Yeah,
it would have.
That was
you guys could have turned it around, smoked it the other way.
We did talk about that too.
We did talk about that.
It was too late though. We already lit them up.
Fratello makes a cigar that they want you to do that to.
We talked about that. Yeah, it's like vice versa.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, right?
Yeah. I still have yet to try those, but
I didn't hear good things.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So well, you smoked it the wrong way.
Might have been. I had the wrong end in my mouth. That's very possible.
Yeah, our 69th cigar, we're going to have a box, and each cigar is going to come, like, alternating. You know, like there's 69 in, you know.
Oh, you're the basis cigar.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We might have to think of a different name.
Yeah, we'll
I don't know if I can make 69 basis cigars. We could do, like, BDA, you know, like...
There you go.
Big Dick Alex. I don't know. I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, you wish.
Yeah. And then, Palstani, you're basically going to be the Cigar Hustler representative.
Sure.
Of today.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
So
I've heard all the stories enough. I can tell the story.
Exactly. So you go to PCA with them all the time too. Like you're basically.
Yeah. I'm the social media marketing guy for the team.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy. So oldest guy, but you got all the tech stuff.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, Mikey does videos, but then they just sit there. He doesn't, he's not big on the editing. He loves to make them, but he's not big on the editing.
Yeah. That's basically Zach and Mark will send me videos. just the raw videos.
The raw footage, like, right.
Yeah.
Here, okay. Do something with this.
Well, I come on him about it, you know, just because, like, he has to show us how to do
it. He's so defensive. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah.
It's okay. No, I mean, it's fine.
See, I just don't want to learn it.
Yeah. I was going to say, right. If I sit down with him and show them, Zach or Mark especially is going to be like, yeah, that's cool.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, let me send you these videos.
Don't feel bad. I send, you know, Alex stuff too, but
I couldn't figure out where he was.
He didn't like my camera, so.
Oh, yeah, who is this guy?
Jared's I heard camera. Another voice. Like, what?
Oh, man. Yeah, he's going to chime in like every 10 minutes or so.
I'm busy right now, so.
Okay, good. You should be focused. So, Postania.
Right.
I always flip-flop.
It's phonetically spelled on the box.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, so, read the box.
Why don't you say it?
Well, because you were talking.
Okay.
I don't want to go over you.
Yeah.
You know, Big Dick Galaxy name.
Oh, there you go. It's going to stick, I tell you. It's going to stick.
It is going to stick. All right. So, tell us about the brand itself, because I mean, like you said, 9 years, 10 years.
Well, they originally made the cigar for a brand that nobody could mess with, because they get a lot of flack from the other guy that's close to you. We have a lot of problems with him, and he'll tell certain brands that they can't come to us and that kind of stuff. They had a giant Drew Estate event, biggest event the shop's ever had still to date, and when he found out, he got mad, told Drew Estate they can't do any more events at the shop. So they made the brand as something that they have that nobody else can. It was just going to be for them, just going to be in store. But they know a lot of people, and when they started finding out, everybody wanted to start carrying it.
Yeah, of course.
So, and it's made at Nick Asuenu. It's made by the Roma Craft people. So it's a well-made cigar and a good factory.
They are very good cigars. Our good friend Jimmy over at Cellar City
Jimmy
Cigars.
Jimmy D's. Yeah.
He was, obviously, he opened up. You guys were, like, pretty much one of the first ones that were in there.
Right.
And he carries, like, pretty much as he can.
He buys all the cigars from us.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Right. So
I mean, everything he carries.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, except, yeah, for, yeah,
except
for
well, except for yours. For now.
He could though if he wanted.
Right. He could.
But yeah, great cigars. Which one did they start with? The Habano or
well,
the?
Well, they made both at the same time, planning on making one. Greg made the broadleaf, and Mikey made the Habano. Mm. And the thing was, they had a contest. They made a bunch of unbanded cigars, brought them back to the shop, sold them in 3-packs, and let everybody vote. Mm. And then whatever one got the highest votes was the one they were going to make. Well, it was almost tied.
Mm.
So it was within 3 or something like that. So they decided, oh, what the hell, we'll just make them both.
Yeah, just get a head start on having a variety.
Right. So the Broadleaf and the Habano stuck around by themselves for, I think, about 5-6 years, something like that longer. Then they started doing LEs, and now they just did the Connecticut's last year.
Okay, yeah. Connecticut's a good, too.
It is. It's a good cigar.
And that brand is based on Polish heritage,
yeah,
right?
Because Mikey and Greg are Polish.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, so Postania means uprising. Supposedly it's a thing that was yelled during World War II when the Polish were fighting the Russians or Germans, whoever they were fighting. They were running in with bricks and sticks and pieces of wood and stuff, and then they were getting shot. But, you know, that was their battle cry.
It's pretty cool.
So, yeah. And then the Votek, which was their first LE that came out, is the War Bear. It's a bear that was adopted by the Army, and it ended up carrying bullets and large shells into battle for them.
Oh, this is real.
Oh, it's a real story. Oh, wow. Yeah, real bear. Yeah, it was a black bear. And it eventually retired somewhere in Europe. The bear retired in a zoo, and the soldiers would come, the ones that were left would come and throw him cigarettes and beer over the fence and everything until he died.
Yeah, I guess if it was a grizzly, it probably wouldn't have worked out.
Right, yeah, those are a little meaner.
Or a polar bear.
Did it smoke cigarettes? Is that why?
Yeah, it smoked cigarettes. Right.
That's awesome.
They taught it to smoke cigarettes and drink beer. And
very cool.
Carry giant shells.
I was going to say, it sounds like they could just train this bear to do almost anything.
Probably, yeah. Well, he could carry cases of shells, where a man can only carry one or two.
That's true.
So it was moving a lot faster.
That's crazy. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
We do appreciate having the history behind, you know, these cigars.
Some of the cigars?
Yeah. Right. You know, kind of like our cigar, it's similar in the aspect of it has, you know, Albanian history.
Right.
And even the Baku cry on the front, that's kind of like their victory cry. So kind of similar in that way.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah. But it's always unique to have a story, even if it's a story like this one.
Right. A little more colorful.
Yeah, definitely a little more colorful.
Right.
A little more hidden messages. Maybe?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the hide them was Mikey's idea, but I had a graphic artist that was a friend of mine who was willing to do it. And the first one was terrible. I mean, it was just pink dicks all over the thing. He wasn't discreet or hit them anywhere at all. But I was like, no, you have to sort of hide them.
Yeah, I could imagine telling like a graphic designer, yeah, I want dicks all over it.
And yeah, he wasn't my friend. Yeah, because Mike's like, who can we get to do this? I go, well, I know a guy.
And it ends up looking just like a bachelorette cigar.
Exactly. That's what it looked like. The first one did.
So this is 2 years ago. This is your first and only?
That's the first and only. We are talking about maybe releasing a second one, maybe the end of this year, first part of next year.
Would you do another BDP or would it be?
BDP will be the name, but there'll be a secondary band. I already have a name picked.
Okay. Yeah, what is it?
Sex tape. Mikey calls me sex tape. He goes, Palmer will make you famous.
I'm going to guess it's going to be a Maduro of some sort, a darker.
Yeah, it will be a darker.
Okay.
It will be darker.
That was a safe bet. Yeah.
And I've reversed the band. So everyone
and then the blend, too. What is it?
That's the part of it I haven't got yet. I've done all the marketing stuff already, obviously. The band is reversed. So everywhere where it's red on here, it'll be black. And everywhere it's black, it'll be red.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we're.
See, I wish we had that cigar during our episode 69 with our weird cigar names.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I should have asked what it was beforehand.
Yeah, even this one.
I decided to wait till the episode. I wanted to be surprised.
Like a 12, was it 12?
I honestly just wanted to make the joke and then it backfired because it ended up being just as bad.
So yeah, I've been waiting all week for this.
But yeah, honestly, too. Like getting ahead of the marketing aspect, as you said, is definitely a time saver.
It's more fun for me.
That too, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've got like a bunch of stuff that's like already like designed and stuff.
Right.
Just for eventually when we get there, it's like, okay, we have stuff already.
Right.
You know, so always planning for the next thing.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Keep ahead.
Well, it keeps you like going. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that too, right. Yeah, you know, go like, I'm working, I've got this already done, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. You got a goal in mind.
So. Right. Yeah, I actually drew up the band at the PCA this year.
Oh, really?
On a bar napkin? That's all these great companies?
No, I do everything on my phone. Everything I do is on the phone.
Well, you know, the phone is a modern bar napkin, so.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mike goes, what are you doing? I go, I just made the band for my new cigar. And he goes, oh, I just had an interview. Like, I talked to the guy before he talked to you. It's fine.
So, it's distributed through Pastania, as you said.
Poshik is the name of the distribution.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. So, have you done any like distribution like yourself? Like, do you go yourself?
No, Mikey doesn't. Mikey's a salesman. He does all that.
So you're just like, here you go. That's
easy. Yeah. Here's my cigar. Sell it now. Work, monkey. Work.
But yeah, and I mean, Pastania. How big is this brand right now? Like, 100
different shops across the country, roughly.
Okay. Yeah.
There's all the way from shops out in Hawaii, New York, all over up north. So 100 nationwide.
Yeah. Definitely become, I feel like every PCA you guys go to, it's like more and more exposure.
Luckily, that's the way it's been working. Right.
Yeah. Obviously.
And they keep a cap. They could have more customers, but we don't have enough cigars.
Right.
And you only want people that are going to back up the brand. You don't want to sell it. And some guy goes, it looks nice. I'll buy those. And then he just throws in his humidor and leaves it.
Yeah.
That didn't do anybody any good.
That's true.
We don't want the first sale. We want the second and the third sale.
That's why, like, when it comes to smoke shops, like, we've thought about approaching some smoke shops for our brand. But it's like, a lot of the times they get them and they sit there.
Right. Unless somebody comes in and asks for it.
Right, but no one's really going to a smoke shop for cigars.
Right.
Generally speaking.
If they do, it's the Fuente or the Julius Caesar. It's those type of things, the Monte Cristos. They're not looking for a boutique brand that they've never heard of before.
Right, and they're not going to get pushed either.
Right, no, not at all. No, the guy would rather sell his glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, like, you go to a shop like you guys or even, like, Jimmy. It's a more, I would say, like, smaller shop that has a refined selection.
Yes.
So it's easier to push brands like that.
Right. More hands-on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody walks in, we say hello to everybody, and everybody gets offered help at the least if you don't walk in and just start chit-chatting with the guy in the humidor.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've noticed with, like, some of the, you know, bigger shops, there's cigars that sit there for years that have never
don't move. Move at all, right.
And no one ever recommends them because they forget they even have them to sell.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So it's,
like, we've realized that, you know, a lot, we do a lot better in smaller shops. Just because, you know, you get that personal connection with them. They help push it.
Right.
And then, you know, people find out and then they're like, oh, shoot, I'm going to buy five more. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to buy this.
Right. The best thing to do is get the guy that's they're working in the shop to like your cigar.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, especially, I mean, like you said, Cigar International, huge shop with a huge selection.
Right.
It's very hard to, you have to do the marketing yourself if you want to, your cigar to sell there.
Right.
Because, like, well, Zach said,
they're
going to
rape you on the deal, too. So
that's true. Yeah. And there's so many
cigars go to die. The big brands, you know, you got, I've got this one in the back. It didn't sell anymore. I'll tell you that one for a dollar or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right.
You put them
but
on
sometimes
the,
you can find a good one, though. I find some Matt Booth stuff sometimes in Tampa, and I'll text him and go, what is this? And he'll go, oh, I made that like 7 years ago. They still have that there?
It's funny you say that because we come across a lot of like very old cigars from Matt Booth.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. Casa Monte Cristo or like Cigar International, stuff like that. We're like, oh, I didn't even know this existed.
Right.
Yeah. I like looking at the big shops online and going to like their deals and stuff like that.
Right.
Sometimes you'll get lucky and find something that just was hidden for 7 years.
Yeah, the buy one, get one bin when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy one, get like three free.
Right, exactly. Like, they don't know. These are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And multiple times at the shop across the street, not specifically this one, but like downtown or Sand Lake or something, we'll walk in there and we'll see, you know, just an old, I don't know, even like Davidoff or Padron or something, the cellophane is...
That's my wife.
Cellophane is just yellowed out because it's been there for 5-10 years. And no one's caught it. And then as soon as, you know, we find it or one of the guys at the shop finds it, they're like, oh, did you smoke this? Did you see this? And then it's sold out within a day.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to make sure they don't find out. Been sitting there for 10 years. Now somebody knows what they got.
Yeah.
You got to make sure the employees don't find out because then they buy them all.
Yeah. Once employees find out, it's over because they buy them all. Plus they tell everyone, you know, so it's just, it's done. They only had 2 boxes of it.
Employees get a hell of a discount over there too, from what I understand.
Yeah. From big ones usually. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't get discounts at?
Not like they do.
Oh.
I think they get, what, half off?
Or something like that.
It's like a dollar more than cost.
Cost plus 10, it basically comes out to.
Yeah.
Half off on most of those.
I wish. Maybe I'll get a part-time job.
That's what a lot of guys do, just for the cigars.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I was offered a job at least like 3 times.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I
never pulled the trigger.
I got twice. We're too busy, though.
Yeah, I know. We decided to get into the industry ourselves. That was our problem.
I was going to say, yeah.
Made that mistake.
I was right going to say, with you. I say we're too busy, but then we're there. So it's like,
right, I'll see a picture later. Yeah. You're three of you guys sitting there.
But
okay, four.
I don't want to be confined there for 8 hours.
Right.
Yeah. I'm good with 4 hours. Right. Yeah. It's so easy to go there because it's right across the street. But
yeah,
I tell you what.
It's right there.
We've been making a point to go to different shops, too.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, switch up a little bit. Like, I've been going to Sanford a lot just to go see Jimmy. Jimmy and Matt over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, drinks are always good. I could always talk to
him. We used
to
call him Little Jimmy, but he gets mad.
I'll make sure to call him that when I go.
Call him Little Jimmy. Because he had the same sunglasses and the same hat at one time as Jimmy.
Yeah.
So he looked like a Little Jimmy. But Jimmy said, don't call him that. He gets mad. I'm like, all right. I won't call him Little Jimmy.
You go over there quite a bit, too.
We used to more than we do now lately. My wife's been so busy, we don't get out much a lot.
Yeah.
She's an assistant principal at a high school now, so she's always doing something.
Yeah.
There's Friday night's prom, so there's a football game, and then there's a prom dance, and so. And then they have soccer, I think, going on now, or baseball, something.
Yeah, it's always something.
Always something.
Once you get to, like, vice principal or principal or that, it gets way busier.
Oh, it gets worse.
Being like a teacher. Yeah.
Yeah, because the administrators have to, all the events, everything they have. I mean, there's 4 of them, so they rotate, but still, that hits you at least once, maybe twice a week.
Yeah.
Then you got to hang out with the teachers, too, just to get
meetings,
a relationship. Yeah.
Right.
Like our old principal at Lake Mary High School, Alex saw him at Corona Cigars with all the teachers just hanging out, smoking.
While I was in high school.
Yeah, while
Good for you.
We were 18, though, so I'm like, I was with a couple other guys, and they're like, oh, is this like okay? I'm like, we're 18. Like,
right.
You know, they're here too. I mean, they can't say anything. They were really cool. They're like, oh, what's up, guys? So, yeah, I was like, it's not a big deal, dude. It was legal at the time.
Right, because you're 18.
Yeah, yeah. Then they changed it.
Yeah, now you gotta be 21.
They changed the law a day after I turned 21.
Oh,
perfect timing.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I got lucky. I had one whole day of not smoking a cigar.
Well, in a shop.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But I guess you can still smoke them. Yeah. You just can't purchase them.
Right.
No, we don't let you in if you're under 18. You can't smoke them either.
Oh, really?
Man, how'd you get it?
Oh, a gift. How'd you get a gun at 18? You got to be 21 to buy it.
Well, I hope they don't have a gun either when they come.
You can't carry at 18.
We're making them leave. They're going to get mad.
They can't carry it still, though.
No, just in the car.
It's like a state-federal thing. It's like the state said you had to be 21, but federal is 18, or the opposite, yeah. Something like that. It's a weird thing.
I think in this situation, it was the state changed it, right? Because it wasn't a federal thing.
The state changed it to 21, but the federal still said 18.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a weird thing, because we had a lot of discussions like, are we going to do it? Are we not doing it? I mean, which one are we following?
Yeah.
So, but a state inspector is going to show up.
I was going to say,
nobody in the federal government is coming in the front door.
You're more likely to get in trouble with the state
than
with the federal government, unless you're like some huge freaking operation.
Right.
And you're in the public eye.
You got classified documents in your house.
Sometimes you don't even get in trouble for that.
Oh, it seems there's a backstory there.
Yeah, that's politics for you.
So, how's your new cigar doing? I had it the other day. It was good. Once
fresh, man. Thank you for bringing that up.
Once we finally figured out what the taste was, Alex and I talking the other night.
Yeah, I was texting him. He's like, it's got like this weird taste to it.
It's not a bad taste. It's just something I can't place.
See, I said citrus. He said citrus maybe. I was looking at the flavor wheel.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was like, what is it? So I came across cardamom, and I was like, what does that even taste
like? Yeah, I have no idea. You said that, and I'm like, I don't even know what that
is. I looked it up. I was like, it's like citrus.
I thought of the
menthol
guy from that cartoon, Cartman. It's the first thing that came to my mind.
So I saw that and I was like, that sounds weird. Let's look that up. Let's see what that tastes like.
So what was it? What did it say? Sweet, salty,
it's
sour?
It's like menthol, citrusy kind of like flavor.
I don't think it tastes like that because I've had it before in like a coffee.
Have you?
Cardamom?
Yeah. No, cardamom. That's what they put in
Turkish
coffee.
I've heard of it. Yeah. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, they put it in Turkish coffees. Like, Arab people put it in Turkish coffees.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, so if you go to, I don't know, like an Arab
like a
smoke
lounge.
Shop. Yeah, like a hookah lounge. That's where we had it. So you have had it before because we were with
Yeah, but
Paul.
That was once.
And yeah, it was years ago.
He doesn't remember. He wasn't 21. Yeah. He doesn't remember.
It's an acquired taste. Like,
oh, I would imagine so.
But I don't like it. If I ever get in my coffee, like I just don't drink that
don't
coffee.
Don't drink it at all.
Yeah. I kind of...
So I feel like I would have noticed if that was a flavor.
It's either that or like I kind of see menthol, like just a little bit, but citrus might be just a better explanation for it. Because I understand what you're saying. It's not sweet, but it's not sour. It's like kind of like that.
Somewhere in the middle.
I could see citrus because, I mean, we've had a couple people say that they taste like citrusy and...
In the other blend,
In our like original blend.
I don't normally deal with all that kind of stuff. It's just too convenient. You know, oh, this tastes like baking spices or something. I don't even know what a baking spice is.
Yeah,
but it was such a unique flavor that was the only way to describe it was citrus.
Yeah,
I mean it's not sweet, it's not salty. It it's not regular tobacco.
Yeah, that's what Kevin from Cigar Prop he said the same thing. He's like, I'm tasting something, but I have no idea what it is.
Oh,
like,
was he the other one too?
He's
a good guy. I like him.
He's really cool. Yeah. I sent him it wasn't this exact blend, but it was the one right before it. And he texted me like this long thread of just like his whole review.
Oh.
So I'm like, I appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah. But he's super passionate
now
guy.
I feel bad. I just gave you one line and a text. There'll be something
the
to
main,
follow. There'll be a follow up.
It's all right.
The main part is like, how'd you like it? That's all the main thing I care about.
Right.
He's super passionate about it. He'll get like into details and with pretty much every cigar he smokes.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
even his podcasts are 3 hours long.
Dude, for real, yeah.
How do those people do that?
He just talks.
Yeah, he goes.
He's we could do one, but who's going to listen for 3 hours?
Yeah.
People do, surprisingly. That's what we were on his show one time and we were like mentally preparing ourselves because we're like, he's going to have us here for 3 hours. We don't usually do this. We're not used to it.
Right.
I think it ended up being 2 hours.
Yeah.
Great. Well, remember, you're like, oh, thank God.
He had like pre-scripted questions and like went around the room.
Yeah, he does a lot of research.
A lot of work, huh?
He's very good at like keeping it going.
Yeah.
For as long as possible. I mean, you've seen sometimes he does 2-3 hours. Most of the time it's 2 up to 3.
Coop, how about that cigar? Even developing palates where they just talk about cigars. They don't even ask questions.
Yeah. For us, it's like we can get a lot of information in an hour.
Yeah.
The cigar is out. Okay, cool. We're ready.
Right. Exactly. I mean, what else are you going to talk about for an hour?
Yeah.
I mean, after an hour, you're making stuff up.
Well, then we had Down to Herfon, those guys.
Yeah.
And
they're a hoot. They're on our network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even have like their after show.
Right.
And we've talked about doing that. And I feel like by the time we finish our main one, we're like, all right, I'm kind of like.
Well, they've changed into their Patreon now.
Yeah.
So you got to pay to be on it. We have a Patreon also where Mikey tells secrets that he's not supposed to tell and we review a cigar. But still, that one's 30 to 45 minutes to an hour tops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do that right after the show or do you do it
depends
a different
on scheduling.
Day? Okay.
But we try to do it right after. And then it comes out on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Only Thursday. Sometimes I put it out earlier, but I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
People are complaining. If they don't see it on Tuesday, like, where is it? Well, it comes out on Thursday, and they'll tell Mikey. Or Mikey says, it comes out on Thursday. And they'll go, no, not last week.
Yeah, what am I paying for? Last week came out on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're paying for this. Can we get it on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's better to have a scheduled day. This way you don't have people waiting for it or expecting it. You know, and then they're disappointed.
If our show, for some reason, the regular show, if it doesn't go up, if it's not up by 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, I get a text message from Skip Martin. It's waiting for me when I wake up. Where's the show? Or it's just the emoji going, like, I'm so sorry, Skip. I forgot to do it. Because he gets his own version of the show sometimes.
Mm.
Like the Patreon. He gets his own version of the Patreon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It gets Dropbox to him.
Gotcha. So
if he doesn't get that right away, there's hell to pay.
He's like, what's going on?
Yeah, where is it?
What am I paying for?
Well, he doesn't technically pay for the show, but Romacraft bought me my first computer for the podcast.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
So they're like a sponsor.
Kind of, without being named. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were using an old laptop from the shop, and I always complained, said it was a 1972 IBM I had to do the show on, because it was all sorts of problems. So they bought me this giant, huge, had to be expensive, the laptop, the mouse, I mean, everything, the whole setup. So now they get Patreon now for the rest of their lives.
Gotcha.
That's awesome.
That's a fair trade-off.
That's what I feel.
That's like when we first started, we were using a Windows laptop that I had.
Yeah.
It's a Lenovo, like, cheap laptop.
Right.
And it'd run, like, for 720, it was okay. But it'd be really slow. Then we tried using his Mac, which is, like, how old, like...
Yeah, right now, 10 years old, probably.
Right. So it's better. It's better.
It was better, but still problems.
And then this guy wanted to drop a bunch of money on a Mac. So we're able to do like anything we want now, basically.
Oh.
Now we're doing like what, 4K, 60 FPS per episode now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you said.
It's because he spoke too faster because he...
I got the 4K, but what did you say after that?
60 FPS.
I don't even know what that is.
Frame per
second or something?
I think yours is 60 FPS.
Oh, is it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I just put it on the highest one.
Yeah.
So everything still works.
Exactly.
All right.
As long as it looks good and it works.
Right, Mikey's always critical. Oh, it sounds bad. Oh, there's humming, or oh, it's too grainy. Or,
you do it.
Yeah, then you can do it. No, you figure it out. Like, spending more money.
Exactly.
It's always something.
Always. He wants new cameras now, but I upgraded the software on all the cameras, and so now it looks better to me, but he still says it's not.
It's not like 8K, 120 FPS.
Yeah, but see, new cameras mean a new system, because then... Because like we use Mevo cameras. You guys are there. You saw the Mevo cameras.
Yeah,
they run on an iPad. Simple, easy peasy. You touch the screen, switches screens for the cameras. He wants, like we have a soundboard for all the microphones. Well, apparently there's a video board thing too.
Yeah, yeah.
They cost like $1,300 for the basic one.
Yeah.
That you hook all these cameras to.
That's the problem. Once you want to get like higher quality something.
Right.
It always gets more complicated.
Because you need something to go with it.
Right.
Right. You can't just buy the camera. You got to buy the computer that runs the camera. Mm-hmm. And then you need special cables.
Exactly.
And then you need this.
That's like when we first started, we had this whole rigged up setup for our cameras and stuff.
Right.
And then it ended up being, we can use our iPhones. None of that stuff was like relevant anymore. It became like easier in a way, but other stuff got, the software got complicated, but the hardware was easier now.
Right.
So it's like, there's always something.
Yeah. I have a drawer in the studio. One of them's full of cables. One of them's full of microphones. One of them's full of headphones. Stuff we don't touch anymore.
Yeah. I think we got we got a bin over there.
We got a probably bunch of cords, behind. Yeah. Now behind we Mark. Just we have so many of these microphone cords that when we do a mobile podcast, we just don't even need to take this stuff down. We just
bought a tiny set to use. I can't figure out how it works.
Well, I was getting annoyed anytime we did a mobile podcast that we would have to disassemble all this, reattach it. Right. So finally, I just bought all the cables. I'm like, I'm gonna buy a bunch, and we tape this to the table just so it wouldn't be dangling all over, guests and stuff.
Now we can just take these. Yeah, we just unplug them and take them.
Yeah,
all the cords hooks there. Under our table, and I'm laying on there on my back with a drill and these little hooks I'm screwing in and hanging the wires on them.
Yeah, it's a way to do it. You got to be organized.
Now, if you look under there, now I don't know. So, I learned how to use the travel set one time, but then we never used it. So, the next time he said, hey, let's go, and I looked at it like, I don't know what I did. That was 6 months ago. I've learned three other things since then. Mm-hmm. That's only so much room. I'm old.
That's why you got to use the iPhones, man.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Then you can't use them on the actual set.
Right.
You know, there's always something.
Yeah, there's a trade-off or something.
Yeah. That's like when we first started, we had all the cords on the table. Yeah. That was what was pissing Zach off.
Yeah.
Right. It was so messy.
I hate when stuff looks messy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not clean right now.
I say I'm looking around a little bit. You might be going crazy.
Yeah. Now we're just messing with everything else, not the cables.
We can afford to have glasses all around the place. But
so let's talk about your book. Did you guys really write the book?
I mean, yeah, we did.
Alex.
Wrote I don't like the way you said that.
We were contributors. Like it was legit. You know.
Let's just say this: it didn't take very long.
And then because it's hardback.
Oh yeah, so hardback, soft cover, and then it's just done through Amazon. You order on Amazon, they print it all. So.
Oh, do they
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just give them all the information, just send them a big PDF file?
So through Kindle, you upload it on Kindle, basically.
Yeah.
And then you can have the option for a soft cover or a hard cover.
Oh.
And then they handle all the printing and shipping and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
We're super gonna put convenient. Out a book. Yeah, super easy. With AI now, I can write a book.
It's okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. When you do it, though, we'll have volume 2 out by then.
Maybe. How many have you sold? Let's back up. Do they charge you to do everything or no?
No, so basically it costs X amount, right? And then you just upcharge. So let's say it costs like $2 for them to make that book.
Okay.
You can charge 10.
Oh, then they send you $8.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. Example.
Right.
You even make money on the Kindle, which is like cents on the dollar because
it's video, right?
Yeah.
Or not video, but it's not printed.
Right.
It's just an email they get or whatever it is.
But I think we've definitely sold close to 100, I think.
Oh, good.
And we don't even promote it.
Right.
Yeah. It's just
you did in the beginning. I remember seeing it in the beginning.
Yeah.
But now it's just set dressing.
Pretty much, yeah. So, I mean, it ended up being like a few $100 maybe.
Yeah.
That's sitting in there. Yeah.
Oh, just sitting there. You haven't even cashed it out yet.
No, it's just sitting
just
there.
Just letting it grow.
Yeah.
Do you get interest?
No, I wish.
No, that'd be nice.
We need to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
So we can get 2 cents a day.
It's better than nothing.
Right.
Exactly.
Then it keeps growing.
But I'll tell you what, we'll be pretty hype when that 2 cents goes up to 3 cents.
Exactly. That's right.
We'll put it in a money market.
You guys won't have to share cigars anymore. Everybody gets their own.
Because the original idea of it, too, was mainly a promotional thing.
Right.
But it ended up being so simple. I was like, oh, okay, if we do end up promoting this, you can just make some extra money on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Just play money.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Money that ends up going to new filters or new cords.
Those things are expensive.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be once a year you replace it, but for us...
Is it really?
Yeah.
We had ours in there, I think, for 3 years. I replaced it once.
Yeah, that's a problem. Not a huge problem, but...
Well, there used to be a church in there. Mm. So they gave it to the church because they complained about the smell of the smoke.
Oh, gotcha.
So when we got the room, we inherited the rabbit.
Yeah.
So bought a new filter system then because Greg wouldn't pay for it. I'm like, this is nasty. This is terrible. He goes, it's not mine anymore. It's yours. And then recently I bought all those. But I found a cheaper one or something on Amazon.
Yeah, they have different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, if once it's expired, it'll have a big red light on there that says, change me.
Yeah, replace filter. Yeah.
Yeah, ours is on now. I can take it out and clean the machine. I can still get like another couple of months out of it.
It's once a year you're supposed to replace it, but I feel like it might be sooner for us because there's always like, you know, four or five people that are smoking in here. So it's like.
We just installed a ceiling, like a bathroom exhaust fan in the room. And it just sucks it out and blows it into the front room. Because when there's like four guys in there.
Oh, okay. Oh, so the room that you walk into.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When there's four or five guys in there, or even more than the normal. Because normally Mikey is the only one that smokes. And sometimes Phil does during the show. I'm just too busy. I can't smoke. It's just, I'm just constantly relighting is all I'm doing.
So why do you have it blow out in the front room instead of outside?
Because it's a concrete building and there is no way to get it through the outside wall unless I put a hole in it.
I mean, they make drills.
Yeah, but then there's a hole.
You do it.
In that front, then I'm going to have to do it. I'm not drilling a hole through there.
I'll do it. You want me to do it? I'll do it.
No, I don't want to. I've already got the
drill. No one's in the front room anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, there's a podcast center every Friday. I engineer another show.
Yeah, but you're not doing it while someone else is
there. No. Yeah. You're right.
When so it doesn't really matter.
No.
Exactly. I was thinking you'd blew it into the lounge.
They won't notice. That's what I was thinking.
You know, when they built that lounge, I wanted them to put like a glass window in so people could watch us.
Oh, not the bottom lounge. I was thinking the top lounge.
You're talking about the
private lounge. Yeah, I wanted a glass window so they could watch us.
You know what? Cool. That'd be nice. There's a first room, and then there's the podcast room.
Oh,
he blows it into that lobby.
Okay, basically. Gotcha.
Yeah, there's a wall that separates.
Yeah.
The wall's plaster. You can drill through that.
Yeah.
We put that in.
That would be cool, though, having a glass thing people can view.
Yeah, I thought it'd be cool, too. They said it was too expensive.
Yeah, hey, glass is expensive. Especially big sheets like that.
Well, something like the size of the TV.
Oh, just like a small?
And then
I was thinking like floor to ceiling, glass.
Then you can say you have a live audience.
Yeah. Right.
And then you can put on the speakers so they hear you.
Sure. Exactly. Oh, see, that would all be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I say just do it. Just go in there one Sunday.
Not now. It's already finished. And that's where the TVs are in the private lounge.
So you could connect it to the TV like a live feed.
Yeah, put a camera right on the other end.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would be easy.
You wouldn't need a camera. You just have to somehow connect it to the feed, like where the iPad is.
That's true.
And connect it to a TV.
We can just go through the ceiling. There's nothing up there. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'm sure that's complicated.
It'd be cool, though.
It does. I don't know how you get it off the iPad. There's only one jack on there where you charge it.
Then you go buy another software.
You could just more software, another machine.
Play it off of YouTube and then pretend like it's live.
We used to do that upstairs. We used to play the show on Saturday mornings. And then people stop watching it. So.
Yeah. When we go to like cigar events, like or for Cutting Lights for Besa, if they have like TVs and stuff that access YouTube, we'll be like, hey, you can put on like the podcast. And then
we would have done that at ours. You should have asked.
I totally forgot.
Gotcha.
Next time.
Yeah, we're at London House and they're playing our.
They're playing it there.
Have you seen that place?
No, where's London House? Is that the one in Merritt Island?
No, it's in Sand Lake.
Oh, Sand Lake.
It's like a private lounge, but they have something called the Drawing Room, which is a private cigar lounge.
Right.
And it's beautiful in there. I mean, it's ginormous. All couches, salas, private areas in there, patio.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful bar. And they do a lot of cool events over there. You know, they'll have a guy rolling cigars and where they keep their lockers at. Because they actually have like a display area where, you know, the cigar roller will sit and everyone kind of just walks around them. But yeah, we were over there. We had a meeting over there and they gave us control of the remote. So we signed in. We put the cigar guys on there. We're all just sitting at the bar.
Wow, this show's great, guys. Everybody should watch. Come on. Yeah.
These guys came up to the bar and they're like talking to the bartender, whatever. And then one of them goes like, looking at the TV, looking at us,
hey, look at this.
No, everyone's got a beard now.
Yeah. Even the bartender, like finally after like 30 or 45 minutes, she's like, oh, wait, is that you guys? Yeah, it is.
But everybody's got short beards now except him. Yours got quite long there for a while.
Again, yeah. It's getting longer.
Is it getting longer again?
Yeah.
You have to shave it for the wedding or shave it down?
I don't know. So I cut it to like your length, and she got mad at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My wife likes it better this way.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
In the wintertime, I grow it big like Santa Claus.
Originally, when we first met, I had like a shorter beard.
Right.
And I showed her like pictures of when it was really, really long. And she's like, never grow like that again. But it takes so long that like you never notice.
Right.
So then she got used to the long one.
Ah.
And then she's like, don't cut it short again. I'm like, okay. Oh, man, I really wanted to.
Right. Anybody else married?
I'm engaged.
You're engaged?
Yeah. Technically, I'm not married either.
Well, I know, but you're close. Pretty Might much, as well
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
Does she live here too?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, then you're
basically
married.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got engaged like 2 weeks before him. So it was like,
oh,
he copied me.
So. Oh, I want to be just like him.
Yeah, I know. He's like my role model.
When's your wedding?
Probably next summer.
Oh, so it's, you don't even have a date yet?
July.
You're not really copying. You're so far
Exactly.
He was tasting food, he told me.
I was just postponing it so I could do the big Paris thing, you know?
Alex is trying to get married as quickly as possible for tax benefits.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
So,
it's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, also, mine is a lot more. Like, ours is like 200 plus people.
Oh, man.
So, this is a bigger thing
to plan. Which is small for Albanians.
Big Albanian family, right?
Yeah, that is small for an Albanian wedding. My cousin in New York, he had his wedding at like 450 people.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
If you add all three of my weddings together, I don't have that many people. The last one was at my parents' house.
Yeah, it was funny. My parents would tell me a story when they first moved down to Florida. You know, Albanian weddings, like everyone dresses up real nice, you know. I mean, like a normal wedding, I guess. But when they moved down to Florida.
The rest of us schlubs. We just come in charge, right?
Well, they went to like a backyard wedding. And everyone's wearing jeans and t-shirts, whatever. And they showed up and, you know, my dad showed up in a suit. My mom's wearing a gown, you know. And they're like, what the hell is this?
Oh, and in Florida, it's probably hot as hell.
Exactly, yeah. So they walked in the back. They're like, well, what are you guys wearing? I'm like, you told us we're coming to a wedding.
Florida wedding. It was a Florida wedding, sir.
Exactly, yeah. You know, alligators just roaming around.
Right.
We're like,
the ring bearer's an alligator.
I didn't realize this was a rehearsal.
That'd be cool. Write that down, Alex. An alligator being a ring bearer.
Alligator ring bearer.
They don't allow pets, but an alligator's not a pet.
It is not.
Is there water on the property? Where you getting married?
Probably.
Close.
Could be an alligator already. Just saying.
I don't know where that came from.
You just need some chicken.
We'll get Steve Irwin's son to fly up from Australia and bring an alligator.
Yeah, well, you just got to act mad about it. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is there alligator doing?
You can bring an alligator. You can grab one.
Oh, grab one here. You know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
way expensive to bring one. Sure. I don't know. We thought his dad knew what he was doing, too. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a forever vendetta against stingrays.
Me too. Every time I see one, I just want to hit it.
You know, it's a dilemma. It's a dilemma because you want to hit it, but he taught us to be kind to these animals.
Exactly.
So it's like
you're so torn. You're so torn.
No, it's rough.
I should kill it for Steve, but Steve said no. Let it live.
Yeah,
Steve wouldn't want that.
Steve would not want that. Just cut the barb off. Meet him halfway.
Yeah.
Oh man, rest in peace, Steve Irwin.
So what other obscure thing can we bring up? This is great.
This is what happens when you come on the Cigar Guys. We talk about cigars and then
we just forget that we're smoking cigars. Sometimes don't even talk about cigars on our show.
That's good.
Yeah. We did a conspiracy episode early on, like episode 5.
Right.
People are telling us to bring it back and do more conspiracies. Yeah.
Well, Down to Herf does a conspiracy every week. Caleb does it, I think.
True, yeah.
Puts on his tinfoil hat.
They're funny guys.
They are. They are funny guys.
I think we kind of got into conspiracy talk with them.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we brought them on, and Jared and I were sitting there like, it's going to come up. Like, it's going to happen. But yeah, we need to do another, like, dedicated episode with conspiracy theories. You be a conspiracy nut, or you just a...
When I was doing the Jed Palmer show, we did an episode on conspiracy theories. It was okay.
Yeah. I saw one that turns out...
Yeah.
King Charles,
right,
is a descendant of Count Dracula.
I haven't seen that one, but I could see that.
Yeah. And he now lives in his castle.
Oh. Didn't he die and he's got cancer or something?
Supposedly. I don't think that's confirmed.
Oh.
Was it confirmed? I'm pretty sure that was like a rumor. It probably is true.
Oh, that was confirmed because it doesn't... what's his name's wife has cancer too? The son's wife. I heard that too.
I don't think that's... Wait, no, that is confirmed.
That she is confirmed. Yeah. I've got a friend who lives in England. I asked him what happened to her when she was missing because they tell him over there, I guess. Yeah. He goes, no, she got cancer.
That was like the theory for a while. And then I think you're right, like a couple weeks ago or something.
Yeah, they came out with an actual statement.
Official statement.
Well, they came out with all those fake pictures of her like doing stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad AI stuff.
Yeah.
Where she's got three fingers and stuff.
If you look right here by her hip,
right.
That doesn't look right. Like, that's obviously Photoshopped.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, if you look at AI, like, last year versus this year,
it's 3 months ago.
I use it all the time. There's a brand new one that's close to perfect.
Yeah.
I send it to my wife sometimes. I'll do pictures of people that supposedly look like us. She goes, yeah. Who are these people you're taking pictures of? That's us, honey. She goes, that's
you
not
find
you.
A lot of doppelgangers of us.
Right, exactly.
They're all in Central Florida.
He said the other day he gave me three elbows. So
what?
Yeah. The guy's arm was bent and it was a third arm underneath him or something. Like, ah, she'll see that. I'm not, I can't use that one.
Yeah, we have some that we post on like Instagram and stuff of just us.
Oh, I see the ones you guys do, your caricatures and stuff. Those are great.
Yeah, those are awesome. But to get them to where they're at, it takes a little bit of finessing because
it does.
You have four guys smoking a cigar, and next thing you know, there's three arms, each holding two cigars, one's in his mouth.
Fingers missing. Yeah, the guy's mouth's open, but the cigar's out here.
Yeah, the main problem I see is...
Which is good, because like then everybody can't do it.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I guess we still need someone to be a graphic designer at the end of the day. The graphic designer facilitator, the AI facilitator.
Well, that's you, right? Isn't that you?
Yeah.
Well, even
and Jared.
Companies are hiring now for AI specialists.
Yeah.
Like people who could deal with like the AI and convert it and stuff.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Hmm. Which is pretty smart.
I use that for all our episode descriptions when I go out. Yeah. And now I use it for the art for every episode. I use it for that too.
Why not?
And for the stuff for the shop. You can put in give me a cigar post or a cut and light event for
Polisensi cigars. Ours,
yeah. Yeah, I used it for yours.
You said it to me, I was like, oh, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
But I know for like the cigar, you have to actually put the cigar in there, you make it look like...
Well, the cigar's there, but you have to put the band
on. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Okay,
Yeah, it won't understand what your band is. And you can't say without a band either. It doesn't understand that either.
Like, what's a band?
Yeah, some of the stuff we've done, like with Albanian, the Albanian Eagle.
Right.
It's like it always gives it like an extra tongue or an extra mouth or something. And even though we give it source material to put, we're like, hey, use the flag from this one and it will still come out wrong.
Right.
Yeah, because you can't like do a direct copy still. Yeah. Even with like spelling, like.
Well, that's what I heard that Skip Martin said. That's why the spelling's always wrong, because then they don't have copyright issues. But the new one I'm using, it gives you four options every time you do it. One of them will be spelled right. Three of them are spelled wrong. So then I work from that one and then I start tweaking. And it's usually okay. But like your name, like I told you, that one it put twos in instead of the Z's. So like the top of the Z was curved.
Oh, yeah.
So it spelled your last name with number twos in instead of Z's. And then I fixed it one day. I had to cut and paste the Z on the end. I took it out of the middle.
Do they not realize that?
Put it on the end.
The way my last name is spelled is like the correct way?
They don't know. It's a computer. They have no idea.
Ridiculous.
They're listening to us right now. Be careful.
Oh, sure. They are. Yeah, right. I know. They'll yell at me when I get home to try to do something new.
We heard you.
No, you talk bad about us on the show.
Yeah, we got to be nice to them now. So when they take over.
Right. You know? Exactly. Remember me? I was one of the good guys.
So what AI programs do you use?
It depends on what I'm doing. So like I use...
That's a good answer.
I use ChatGPT for all the... just the script, just the texting and stuff. And then I used Copilot, which came out during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. You've been using Copilot.
I use Copilot, yeah.
Copilot. But the new one I just found is called... it's called Ideogram at AI.
Hmm.
That's the best one for graphics and stuff I have found.
Really? Have you used ChatGPT's graphics stuff?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's iffy. But the thing I like about that is it has so many different bots now. So you can get one that's like specific for logos or specific for like the cartoons that we do. Like
we have a pig roast this month with Ponce. So that's the one, Ponce's pig roast.
That was good.
Yeah, that went very good. But I had to take the bands off the cigars. Again, I had the wrong bands. And then my new logo for the new show, Palmer Show Plus One, that was done on AI. I just did one.
So you do two podcasts, technically.
I do two. I'm on two, and I engineer a third. So Chet left a couple of weeks ago. The Chet and Palmer Show is no longer around because Chet decided he didn't want to do podcasts anymore. So we're part of a network, the Digitim Podcast Network, with this big health and wellness network, took our show because we did health problems for middle-aged men. Health, emotional, and financial problems of middle-aged men in whatever in the 2024, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So we get on there. So I didn't want to let the show go. I wasn't ready to quit, even though Chet left.
Yeah.
So I actually on the show I had announced I was just going to stop because it takes up a lot of time, especially if you got to do it by yourself. But then I came up with the idea. The last show I did when Chet was still part of the show, he was sick. He wasn't there. I did an interview show. I interviewed this lady, Sarah Valentine. She's a men's emotional and sexual coach and a sexual ninja. So I'm not sure what the ninja part was. She tried to explain it, but it went really well. I enjoy doing it. So now I do a weekly interview show called the Chet, or not the show, called the Palmer Show Plus One Podcast. And Plus One is always a new guest every week.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you set it up like a totally new one, or is it like a continuation? You just change the name and everything like that?
Well, on Facebook, if you want to change the name, you have to ask permission if you already have a fan page, things up. So that one, I just let go. I changed all the graphics as like an announcement that I was doing, but then I started a new fan page for the new show.
Okay.
Digitant kept me on.
Yeah.
They didn't go away. So they cleaned up. Basically what they did, they took all the Chet and Palmer shows, made them private, so you couldn't see them anymore. And then we just changed the name and the graphics and everything.
You keep all the followers and all
that. Keep all the followers and everything, and the name changes. So if you look up the Palmer Show Plus One, you get the new show.
Yeah.
And it still has, and it has all the new graphics and everything.
Okay. Yeah.
So that way, I didn't lose all the followers and the subscribers and all that stuff.
Yeah, because you don't want to start over completely. Right. Yeah.
And then on YouTube, same thing. I just changed all the graphics, changed the name, and I'm slowly deleting the older shows.
Okay.
You can do 27 at a time, so everyone's when I'm bored, I'll go in and just delete 27 of them. And it starts out with the show with Dr. Sarah Valentine, and then the show announcing they're changing, and then the first show went up last week. And it's actually doing well. It did well.
Okay, good.
It did better than the Chet and Palmer show was doing.
I was
really surprised.
Well, you had a sexual ninja on, so I mean.
No. That wasn't the first show. I had a religious guy on.
Oh, okay.
John Richards, and we talked about how.
So you just completely flipped. You went religious
guy. Right. We talked about how religions become big business in America. And he's this ultra conservative religious guy who's quoting stuff from the Bible and everything. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
He had fun with it. He wasn't serious about anything. Yeah. You know, we didn't burn crosses or anything on the show. So, and then today, I did a show today before I came here with John McTavish from Developing Palettes. He said he'd love to do you guys' show, by the way.
Oh, okay.
He's middle aged. He lives in Canada. We talked about transitioning careers and middle age because he's been looking for work for 6 weeks up there and can't find anything.
Yeah.
So we talked about that today. So
he's moving down here. Got it.
Well, he'd love to.
Yeah.
I asked him that. Well, would you think about moving here? He would love to get a tobacco business here because he's been doing a tobacco podcast for 16 years.
Oh, okay.
So, but he would have to find a job before he came, and then he's got to have a special visa.
Does he come down here a lot, or is he like? Did he was in here for your show?
No. I do phone. If you can't be in studio, I do. So every other show, I do an in studio and then a phone. In studio and phones. The way I'm trying to set it up. And I'm booked now till June.
Oh,
as
nice.
Far as interviews.
Yeah.
And I've only got 1 week left in June. I booked two today.
I made it. I'm in May, right?
Yeah, you're in May.
Nice.
Yeah, you're in May. And I had a guy cancel this morning. There's this drink in Wisconsin called Drinking Buds. It's a CBD, TC, whatever drink. No alcohol in it.
Oh, okay.
So they were going to be on May 8th, but he had to cancel today. And then another guy asked me if he could be on the show, so I just flopped the guys.
So, me and Jared are big kava guys now, so yeah. We could be on the show. You ever heard of kava?
No, what's kava?
Kava is like a root from a, what, it's like a Asian or?
Yeah, it's like an Asian thing.
Yeah, it's a root from an Asian country that is supposed to like mellow you out.
Right.
It gives you kind of like the same effects as alcohol, but.
But not the drunk part.
Do you eat it? Do you drink it?
You drink it. There's kava bars. Like kava culture is one in Lake Mary. There's one in Winter Park. They're like popping up all over the place. Then there's something called Elixir, which is a tea from like South Africa, I think. And it does the same thing, but there's different like variations of, you know, the tea leaf,
right?
Where some will give you energy, some will give you relaxation, some will give you, you know, sleepiness, whatever.
I think we should carry that stuff in a pill at Hustler years ago.
Probably. Yeah. I think they make it in pill form. Like pill, powder, drinks. But yeah, now they made like mixologists from it.
Yeah, at the kava bars, tea's been like a big thing with those. So it's kind of like a tea, or they'll do like shots, so it's more concentrated.
So kava culture, like they kind of changed it. Because the first time we went to one, it was like shots or like hot tea or whatever.
They did cocktails too.
Now it's like cocktails, seltzers,
sodas, they have
beer, quote unquote beers. You know, like they kind of are trying to trick the mind into, you know.
Yeah. I remember the first time I went to one, it was like this buddy that I knew from growing up. He took me to one and he's like really hyping it up. And he's like, yeah, like, you know, you might get like really like not drunk, but like,
oh, it's great. You're going to be amazing. Yeah.
So we should
never go back to alcohol.
Exactly. We should like three shots. And he's like, oh man, I'm like definitely feeling it. And I'm like, oh, really? Like
okay, I feel nothing at all.
Literally nothing. I might have felt like a little bit more relaxed.
Right.
but I'm also like, that this also is happens the placebo effect.
Yeah, when you're sitting down.
You're expecting it, so, right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, both, me and Jared have gone multiple times. I like going there because it's a nice place to work.
Right.
You know, you just open your laptop. It's a nice, relaxing culture. But me and Jared have gone there multiple times, and we haven't felt anything, to be honest with you. The drinks are good, though.
Yeah.
Right, they taste good.
Yeah.
They don't
I think Jared looked it up. It has the same effects to your liver as alcohol does.
Oh, then why?
I know. Yeah. It's great.
You're going to tear up my liver and not get drunk?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. And I was telling my coworkers about it, and they're like, well, did you feel anything? I'm like, I don't think so. And then one of them was like, listen, if you got to think if you felt something, you probably didn't feel something.
Exactly. Right. Is it expensive?
Yeah,
it is.
It sounds like it would be expensive.
It's basically like alcohol prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. More than that, to be honest with you. Yeah.
And nothing.
And nothing. Wow. Because like you get a drink, you get a 16-ounce drink over there, it's like minimum $10. Wow. $12. I got a 24-ounce, and I just got one, and it was like their beer, right? And I think it was $22.
No alcohol, just
no alcohol. Though. Yeah, I'm like, I'd rather just get like Macallan 12.
Right, no shit.
And actually relax.
How much for a regular beer? Can I just get a beer? Yeah.
They do have coffee though too.
Yeah, but they shame you when you order it.
I was gonna say, I really don't think
cheapest thing on the menu.
You're gonna drink that plant.
I went there and I was like, drink
that plant, not our plant.
Yeah, so I actually went there just for coffee, and I was like, yeah, let me get the cappuccino, and she's like, really?
She just didn't want to make it.
I was like, yeah.
Get the machine out. He's here.
She's like, sick. Well, you gotta try this kava. It's like energy, but it's like a more clean energy, and it lasts longer. So I was like, all right, man, whatever. Just give it to me.
She have dreadlocks and a nose piercing.
No, she should have.
Flannel shirt on. It sounds like that's what
she was. The last time I was there, I had like 4 of their energy drinks, right?
Yeah.
And I went to bed right after.
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're going to have that on the show, but thank you.
You just talked him out of it.
You just
so
talked
fast.
Me out of it. I was all in until you're like, it just doesn't work. And it's really expensive.
Well, we'll bring you there, see if it works for you.
Yeah, it might
work. It's not going to work for me.
I think it'll work for you.
No, I don't think so.
I'll tell you what, they're great sales men or women. They're women over there. But they're great saleswomen.
They are. Like, they sell you.
Yeah.
They sell you on the whole idea. They sell you powders. They sell you, you know.
Walk up with a handful of stuff.
Well, listen,
what did you bring home? I don't know, honey, but the lady said it would work.
But anytime I'm in a situation like that, you know, where I have a pretty woman trying to convince me to get something. I'm gonna feel relaxed.
She's good. It's gonna be fine. You'll
exactly.
Be fine. Oh,
yeah.
I feel so much better.
Wow, it is working.
It is working.
I haven't even taken a sip yet.
One of them told me, she's like, yeah, I'll find you a house to buy. Like, it'll be good, nice deal, this and that. And then boom, relax.
She's a realtor too.
She is. One of them is.
She has to have a real job still.
Yeah, Kava just doesn't pay the bills. All right, what's that thing doing?
That's for our microphones. So that's the soundboard, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
smaller soundboard.
Very condensed,
You can adjust the gain, which I think mine probably needs to be lowered a little bit.
Oh, it got buttons.
We have a couple buttons we never use.
Oh.
And then when we do use them.
I love the buttons.
Well, we always get them wrong anytime we try to use it because we don't use it in so long.
Oh. Can you program them with buttons. Different sounds?
You can, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part.
Yeah, we really need like a labeler. Yeah.
Somebody says something stupid on the show, I have it and I'll put it in and I play it all the time.
Yeah, you guys love your buttons.
I love the buttons. Mikey does too, as long as he's not on them.
Right.
Yeah, that's a rule. I can't put him on the buttons. They always put Phil on the buttons.
Yeah, what we were talking about is trying to have like a saying that we say and then put it on the button.
Yeah.
But you can never like...
I'm trying to come up with a sound, or not a sound, but a sign-off thing.
Yeah.
For 6 years now, I can't come up with anything. So it's just bye.
Pretty much. We just ended up making our own intro and outro and then plugging that in.
Yeah, we have that too. We have a video and audio intro outro. Doesn't work so good on the audio because you can't see it. It's just really just music.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can't see the people doing stuff.
We paid a guy to do like a voiceover for us.
Oh.
It was like $10 though.
Oh. Well, all our animated graphics, we use Fiverr.
Oh, yeah.
$10 to $25.
Yeah.
Yeah. $25 is where I draw the line. Like, any more than that, I can do it myself.
Yeah. If it costs more than lunch.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
We should redo our voiceovers with, like, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger or something.
We had Arnold on 2 weeks ago.
I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He called in. It was really him.
He's making a cigar with Espinosa Cigars.
Is he?
Allegedly.
That'd be exciting.
He's not really.
I was going
to
say that.
Espinoza has a guy that years ago used to do the video game voice for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay.
He works for them. He's a salesman out west. So Jack Duranio brought him over during the PCA and introduced to us. He goes, "You guys got to hear him talk." And he goes, "Do the thing. Do the thing." And he did. He did the voice.
I'll be back.
It sounds just like him.
Oh, that's
well, hilarious. He didn't say that. I go, "Well, you got to say I'll be back." And he goes, "Okay." And then he said,
"That's so funny."
Not even the impersonators want to say that one. They're like,
"Right." Yeah. Like, oh, my God. Everybody asked me to say that.
I would say that anytime I'm leaving a situation.
Just like, right. Anytime you leave the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you going?
I'll be back.
Like, oh, he's fuck you, Joe. Tired of this. And he's a Hispanic Samoan looking guy, so the voice does not fit at all. He's got long hair, a big beard. It doesn't fit at all, but he's a great guy.
That's awesome.
So when they supposed to hire somebody new, first thing they do, I ask Jack, goes, "What voice does he do?"
What celebrity are we having on this week?
What celebrity do we have on this week, Jack?
Yeah, we're looking for celebrities too.
Are you?
Real ones, though.
Oh, really?
Maybe fake ones to, like, get the, you know...
Get the ball rolling.
Get the ball rolling.
Hey, Arnold was just on that show.
Exactly. We'll just put, you know, the caption or the title of it would be, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, question mark?
That's what we did.
Oh, really?
You can't really say it's him.
Yeah, you can't, no.
Yeah, we can't actually say it.
Yeah.
Did you guys end up going to PCA?
We did not, no.
I didn't think so. I didn't see you.
No, yeah. We
were there. We saw you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had that kava drink at the bar.
See, it worked.
I just don't remember. I don't remember. Just clean my head right now. No, you could have got a couple celebrities there. Could have got interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson was there, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yes, but you could not get close to him.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Our decision was this coming year.
All right.
Yeah, that was our final decision for sure. No excuses. Yeah.
You know why Gurkha's using Mike Tyson?
Why?
How many listeners do we have here? How many am I going to give a rumor out? The owner of the company just came back, and he had to leave because there was allegations he was a racist.
Oh, I think I heard that. We talked about that at one point. Yeah.
So what's the best way to get over the news if everybody thinks you're a racist?
I feel like...
There you go.
I mean, I don't know. Personally,
allegedly. I was going to say allegedly.
Was it really big news, though? Because I didn't hear about it until like someone told me.
They didn't want anybody to know.
Okay.
Because the crowd was crazy like it was.
Yeah.
And Guy Fieri was there. He didn't have as big crowd as Tyson, but he had a big crowd.
Yeah.
We interviewed him.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
we did that. That was really... Chaz Palminteri was there, but we didn't even try that.
Yeah.
But I don't think he had a big crowd. He showed up the last day. Nobody's there anyway.
Yeah. I think it was probably bigger last year when he did.
Right.
Yeah,
it was a bigger deal last year.
Like, I've seen his face pop up.
Right. I didn't go last year.
Was this year a little smaller because it was so close to each other, or
they say there was more people? Is the story?
Is that because they let media guys come in for free?
Well, you got two guys, you get two in for free.
Mm.
But you didn't hear about all that. Oh, there was a big problem with that. So originally they said media guys can get in an hour before the show starts.
Okay,
and even during setup you can get in before. But the week prior they sent out another email. They canceled that.
Mm.
But all the media guys still had the email. So, like, I was going on a media pass.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I helped set up the booth, and I want to get, you know, I don't want to have to wait outside with everybody else. Yeah. So, a week before, Greg had to get me a Poshik ID. Mm. So, I told Greg, look, I can't get in. So, if you guys want me to help, get another ticket.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even pick up my media pass at all.
Yeah. Because it ended up being worthless.
Right. But they kept all the media guys outside. They didn't let them in. And, like, the last day they're
like
supposed
period?
To, well, no, not till the show opened.
Okay, gotcha.
But like some of them already had interviews scheduled and stuff. Mm. They're like, you can't get in. Not until 10 o'clock or whatever it was.
That's crazy.
Was
10 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been us because we would have gone as media this year. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Should have been standing outside with the rest of the monkeys out there. I love all you guys, though. You're all my favorite monkeys.
Oh, thanks. It means a lot.
I didn't count you
guys. You literally called us monkeys. You're my new Kava.
I'm just going to call you Kava for now.
Kava.
I'm terrible with names. I give everybody nicknames. Just don't feel bad at all.
What's my nickname?
Alex is easy. I have a son named Alex.
Oh, okay.
So that one's
boring.
Easy. Yeah, boring.
So
we usually call you the one Hispanic with all the Albanians.
He's not even Albanian.
He looks it though. He looks like these two guys. Yeah,
he looks apart for sure.
You're not related to these guys? I thought you were one of the brothers.
Technically.
Technically?
No, not technically.
Not technically.
Not technically, no.
Oh. All right.
Technically, I did not use that term right.
He's the quiet one, we say.
Yeah, also behind camera. One. If I was on camera, I'd speak more.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You were on our show. You didn't hardly talk at all.
I was going to say, I feel like you speak more off camera.
I feel like
we could turn one of these around for you.
No, don't do that.
No, Jerry's been getting better. He's blossoming.
Oh, you should go back and listen to our first show. It's terrible. First 10 shows are terrible. We had Z and Emil on the very first show from Cordoba and Morales. That's back when he was married to Emil. And she was like the flash for the brand. And Z's English was very rough back then. So it's really just her laughing for about 45 minutes. That's all it is. She giggles. She has the most infectious laugh. And she's just laughing and smiling through the whole thing. Because she thinks I'm hilarious. So I would say something, she would laugh. So then it just makes me say something else, and she laughs again.
So then you were trying to get her to laugh the whole time.
Right, exactly. Right. Mikey's yelling at me to stop, and Z's saying something, but we can't understand.
We had him in our show, and we could understand him. So it's got.
He's a lot better now. Yeah, he is a lot better now.
He's a super cool guy.
Yeah,
he's super nice. He's very nice. Very nice man.
A lot nicer than any of us.
That's for sure. Me included, so I was just isolating you guys.
So, real quick before we wrap it up, back to cigars.
Been an hour already? How much time we at there?
Yeah, what is it at?
An hour and 17.
Holy
Oh, it's a two-parter.
Nah, we'll leave it all in. We did a two-parter once, and we were like, we should have just left it.
If you have skip on, we did a four-parter one time.
Damn.
Couldn't get him to stop talking.
We're going to have someone on, I'll tell you after, that we know it's going to be.
It'll be a long one?
It's probably going to be long, yeah.
Gotcha.
But, so what are your, besides the BDP, which is really good, by the way, you guys are enjoying it?
Oh, yeah, I love it, yeah.
Thank you.
What are your, like, three go-to cigars? Let's say nothing from Palestania, nothing from you guys, because that's a given.
No Besa.
That was going to be it, the new Besa 1 and 2.
There you go. Honorable mention, the Besa.
Go-to. I like the Espinosa stuff. The Crema is really good. If I want something stronger, I go to the Murcielago. All the Roma Craft are good. All that new stuff. The new Pennsylvania Cro-Mag is really good. I don't smoke a lot of Fuente. I don't smoke a lot of Padron.
A lot of boutique stuff.
Yeah, it's mostly boutique stuff. A lot of Matt Booth stuff. A lot of his stuff. Howard G makes a good cigar.
Yeah.
Has he been on the show? He had to.
He has been on the show. He's got quite a few now. Yeah. I love his regular Maduro. That's like actually one of my favorites from him. Right. I love that. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something new that we've gotten recently that's really good.
You guys in the shop, you got a few like random ones in there that aren't really popular.
Well, sometimes they're doing somebody a favor, or sometimes they're, you know, they've heard something's going to be really good and they want to get behind it for a while. So, like, we had Patina from Mo for a long time, but it just didn't take off. That happens sometimes. The two new Tabernacles are good. Those are good. The ones that Nick Melillo came out with at the show, the Foundation cigars.
The new Tabernacles?
Well, I don't know if it's Tabernacle, but the one that was called the Wise Men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he reissued that with a different blend and a different name at a different factory. That one was really good. Not a whole lot. Dunbarton.
Oh, yeah.
Makes some good stuff. That new Bronzeback is good. I had that yesterday. That Wagasaki or Wagashi, whatever the dojo, the green brulee. That was surprised. That was really good, too. I just sort of associate the dojo stuff with gimmicky, you know, cigars. All the dojo guys buy all the dojo cigars.
Yeah.
And you can normally only get them from Abe down at Smoke Inn, so. I said nothing else coming to mind. Still that Besa that I smoked yesterday, so. You know, sort of clouded my judgment with
everything
else.
You lit that up first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I wanted to do it on fresh palate the next day after you gave it to me. Because who knows what I've smoked during the day. Because if a rep leaves something, I'll smoke it. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you think of strength-wise?
Light to medium.
Really?
Yeah.
That new one?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Why? You think it's stronger?
I do.
I smoke strong shit all day long, though.
That's probably it, yeah. I'm more mild to medium generally.
Okay.
So you give me something that's...
Something a little higher, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll light a Neanderthal first thing in the morning.
Okay, yeah, so... Yeah.
Won't even think
you're
twice.
That kind of guy, yeah. We have a lot of guys on the show that are like, I got the Camacho Triple Maduro first thing in the morning. I'm like, okay, guy, like...
Right. Yeah, calm down. Something gave me a headache. Oh, the Empire cigar, the new one from Cordoba Morales.
Oh, yeah.
It gave me a headache.
Really?
Just a little bit towards the end.
Like because it was too strong? Or
I don't know. It didn't. I mean, he said it was a full-bodied cigar, medium to full. I don't know why. It was just weird, you know? So I had a little Grant came up with this great idea. We're going to start baking cookies in the shop every morning. So the shop smelled like cookies. Well, it didn't take off. Nobody made the cookies. So we have a bucket of cookie dough in
the
fridge.
They wanted you to make the cookies too.
Well, they wanted Steve. Yeah, probably. I'm going to be the official baker now too, probably. Just add it to the list. So I grabbed a little scoop of the cookie dough and ate it, and the headache went right away. So I don't get I don't get tobacco sick much at all.
Okay.
So yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. His Nico Reaper did that for me.
Oh, yeah.
That was a strong one.
He got in trouble with that because of the cigar boxes.
Yeah. He's telling us, yeah. The coffin shape.
Yeah. That all Lajero cigar is hard to keep lit.
Is it really? Yeah. I had trouble.
Oh, I had two of them.
You think you would.
Right.
Like, you know?
It's not known for a quick burning tobacco.
Yeah. A lot of darker shade cigars like that, you run into an issue sometimes of the wrapper just won't stay.
Right. Yeah, it just won't stay ignited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have an issue with that one. I don't know if you did.
I don't know. It's been a while now.
Yeah. But it's actually really good for an all Lajero cigar, which you don't come across ever.
No, it was a good cigar. He said Friday night he might be coming back out with it.
Oh, like officially come out?
Yeah, come out again, change the box and come out again because a lot of people were asking.
Yeah.
They wore those shirts in there, little shirts he gave away when he came out with it the first time.
Yeah. No, I figured he'd bring it back, just change the box, I guess.
Yeah, something.
Like a coffin instead of, what is a coffin, like 8 sides or something? I don't even know.
You can't call it a coffin, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. A burial box.
Stupid tatouage. All right, what else?
Yeah.
What else we got, guys? What do you guys got coming up? You got an event anywhere soon? I feel like I'm doing my own show.
We're doing... right. We're doing... we got to schedule our cut and lights for the new one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it basically came out like literally last week. So...
Yeah, we're going to start shipping this week. And then we'll probably have an event in Michigan at Don Cristo Cigars over there. Because they sell a lot of our cigars. Probably do one at Cellar City, I think. Then
try to, yeah.
Yeah, Blend and Barrel, maybe.
There was a lot going on in the shop when you were in the other day, because Greg asked me today, he goes...
Oh, yeah.
Greg goes, did he drop off a new cigar?
I was going to follow up with him.
Because he saw me smoking, and he's like, that new one? I go, yeah, you had one yesterday. He goes, I'm so sorry. He goes, there was so much going on. It felt terrible.
But so you ended up not having it?
I don't know if he had it or not, or it's on his desk somewhere. I don't know.
Probably,
if it's on his desk, I'll find it, and I'll smoke it.
Yeah, I'll text him. Yeah, so we're just basically...
Pop back in and see him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're basically getting them into the... You know, our guys already have bases.
Right.
Schedule events with them. And then, you know, because pretty much like February, March, and April, we had a lot of events.
Right, yeah, you guys were always moving.
Yeah. So we got a little break end of April, and then we're going to get back into it May, June. You know, schedule you guys, schedule whoever else.
Right.
Some shops take longer than others. You guys are pretty good, except you were just booked so far out. But
yeah,
it was only like a 2-month waiting period.
We're booked now, I know, in May and I think June, but I don't think we started scheduling yet for July.
Yeah.
Greg's good about now including me on his calendar so I can start planning and
and stuff. Yeah. It's one thing if you're booked, but some places are like, yeah, we do like one a month. And it's like,
we're trying to come up with more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we do one major event and then we do a cut and light. And then now we have a beer tasting tomorrow night, which will be after this is already played. For $9, you get to come in and minimum, I'm trying to remember. I think it's minimum of 6 beers. Everybody gets a 2-ounce pour. We sell more than 6 tickets, we start adding beers.
Okay.
So like if we sell 10 tickets, there's 10 beers you get to taste.
Okay,
cool. Yeah.
So that's something you're going to do regularly though?
It's going to be like the first Thursday of every month.
Okay.
If it does well.
Yeah.
Something we're trying. Yeah, you're always trying something.
Yeah.
We've done... Trivia nights, worked for a while, but then the kids that ran it quit. So then nobody else knew how to run the equipment or how to do the website or whatever. So that went away. We tried a Latin night because we have Edka, but apparently we don't have a big Latin clientele, just her. So that didn't work out. We had DJ Chet, but now he's out at Hefe all the time. So
yeah, he's there like almost every Friday.
He's there regular Friday, Saturday night guy now. Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the first to try the new bass, actually, just because he happened to be there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I was over there in the Daytona area, so I stopped by.
Oh, at Hefe?
Yeah.
Gotcha. He used to be a fairly famous DJ back in the the 90s.
Oh, really?
Up in Michigan.
Oh.
And then he, you know, got married, had a baby, got out of it, and So now he's just getting back into it.
Hmm. I didn't know that. Yeah. I was wondering where that came from because it seemed kind of random, but I guess that was like his thing in the past. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike and Mike Productions got into it with him in the beginning, but it just didn't take off fast enough. So we just said, look, you guys just take it and do what you want with it. We've got too much other stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you always want to do a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, you got to pick and choose what's
right. You run out of days.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Right. But yeah, final thoughts? Anything?
No, I'm glad I finally made it over here. Thanks,
absolutely,
guys.
Yeah.
To your luxurious studio. It's nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice.
Almost as nice
it's
as yours.
It's his house. They're saying thank you, but it's your house.
No, it's not.
No. It can still be the studio in your house.
It's attached.
Right. It's attached. Separate building.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you for coming on and sharing with us the BDP cigar.
Glad you guys liked it.
It is a very good
you
cigar.
You all now had my dick in your mouth, just so you know.
Unbelievable.
No, that's not what it's called. No.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's what it's called, but that's not what it means.
Well, yeah. All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cigar Guys podcast. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can stay up to date with all the latest episodes. Looking for short-form content? Check out all our social media accounts in the description below.